Blog Talk Radio.
All right, live in the kitchen with smells so good. I'm burning this motherfucker up. Yeah, trying to cook some damn hamburgers, people. You got to nourish your body. Can't, y'all the loud ass shit in the background. Like, goddamn. And the house is pretty smoky. Yeah. Looks like I'm burning the place down. But I'm not. Let me go ahead and crank this up a little bit so we can get some of this, you know, smoke up out of here. Clear this out. Before we get the fire alarm kicking on, and then we'll have a nasty problem on our hands. There we go. Get on out of here, smoking, smoking. And today is Tuesday, time for chit chat right here live on Reckoning Game. Reckoning Game Radio, doing a real big Tuesday time for chit chat. Had to take a little break off from yesterday, My Health, Your Health Monday, because I just got back in town and had major out of town lag. And, yeah, turning off my Thor that I'm watching in the background. You guys haven't checked that out in the movie theater. Yeah, you might want to be checking it out at your local corner. You know what I'm saying? Check your homies out, because they might have that in store for you. I'm cooking a little something up right now, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is play this little jam right here that was sent to me. Shouts out to Miss Michelle, Miss Michelle DeFossey. And y'all check out this little hit right here. It's called I Am Fashion. This is by Samir. And we're going to come right back at you right here live on Reckoning Game Radio, waiting for the co-hosts with the most, Miss Heavenly Angel, an international smokers representative, Mr. Cyanide. And we are streaming live from www.trilateralradio.com. All you got to do is click on the player button, and then click on the other player button where it says little blog talk player, and you'll see us live. Come check us out.
Emperor Septimia, welcome to my house where fashion is a must. Others have come before me, but now they're in the dust.
I am fashion.
Chanel, Fendi, Versace, Sean John, Burberry, Valentino. Goes on, Dolce, Gabbana, Dior, Darion, Armani, Mugler, the list goes on. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy, shh, I can't live without my shh, I can't live without my shh. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy, shh, I can't live without my shh, I can't live without my shh.
am fashion. I 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 am fashion.
Chanel, Fendi, Versace, Sean John, Burberry, Valentino, and the list goes on. Dolce, Gabbana, Dior, Darion, Armani, Mugler, the list goes on. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy as shit. I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy. I can't live without much. I can't live without much. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy. I can't live without much. I can't live without much. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy. I can't live without much. I can't live without much.
Mash. That may sound like I'm too sexy for my show, you know what I'm saying? I'm too sexy for this show, too sexy for the world, some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? What happened to that bald head dude anyway, you know? Oh, yeah. It's all in that piece.
I'm too sexy for what?
What happened to that dude? Whatever the hell he kept saying. I'm too sexy for myself. Okay.
Well, he's still out singing that song. I know that. He still goes out there and does that.
That same fucking song.
You already know. I'm here watching, baby.
Same fucking song. It ain't no more than Tracy Chapman with that same goddamn shit she be talking about. Give me just one new reason, and I turn this. I'm giving you a reason. Get a new song. God damn. That's what I'm telling you to turn back rank around. Shit, I'm waiting for a new song. It's going down. We was up in the building Tuesday time for chit-chat. Miss Heavenly Angel, the co-host, was with the Moses, is in the building, people. Representing Seattle, Washington, all the way down to Tampa, Florida. And we take this thing all overseas to the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the International Smokers Representative. And that's Mr. Sayanai. We got some things going on. If you clicked on the Listen Live, we are on trilateralradio.com. What we have done was actually integrated the little blog talk player onto the site.
Yeah, there you go. That's how
you know,
do
just
it.
Just to draw everybody over there for temporary. It's
30,
just temporary.
45 minutes of fun. Yeah.
And so then that way everybody won't, you know, can get into the chat rooms and stuff without a problem. That was really my main thing for, you know, trying to fix the chat room problem. If you'd like to participate and you have problems getting in the Blog Talk Radio's chat room, make sure you go to www.trilateralradio.com officially now. And just click on the Listen Live button, scroll down underneath the chat room, and then you will see the button where it says, where is it at? Yeah, Tuesday Time for Chit Chat. You should be able to click the button.
There you come.
And let's see what happens. www.trilateralradio.com. Only thing is you get a an advertisement that starts that we ain't getting paid for, you know what I'm saying? We don't get no money off of that, but, you know. Came back from a long weekend. Shouts out to my homeboy, Mr. Zach. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Zachary Hudson. And to the Hudson family now, because shouts out to Jenny. You know what I'm saying? His new wife. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy got married, tied the knot, and did it real spectacular. You know what I'm saying? I mean... I've DJed at a lot of weddings and, you know, been to a few of them. But they did it Princess Diana style. I mean,
they
had fucking trumpets and shit blowing motherfucking.
Really?
The shit was off the fucking chain. I mean, wedding festivities on Thursday. The wedding was Saturday. They had wedding festivities starting Thursday. So, now I'll let you know, I'm hearing double background and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that? How am I talking to myself? Oh, That's on the radio, yeah. Go to www.trilateralradio.com. Click on it, and there you go. Yeah, go ahead, hit me up, 813-436-7106. And anybody trying to hit me up on the landline, yes, people, I do give the phone to Mal, because shouts out to motherfucking Ron. Ron is the sponsor for Plies, one of the rappers down here, and also who was supposed to be, who called me off of the YouTube video, How to Police Up the Hood, where I was out at the Robles Park kickball game. And this motherfucker called me up. I'm up at the wedding and shit. He called me up. I'm sitting inside the wedding. And he told me, so, where the blog bar at? I'm like, where the what? Where the blog bar at? I'm like, what the fuck you talking? I say, if it is, it's in ATL, because that's where the fuck I'm at. And he was like, okay. He was like, no, man, I seen your YouTube video. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to find out where the blog bar at. Because I'm bringing down, I got four limousines, and I'm bringing Rick Ross's nephew down because he want to hang out, and then Plies ain't got nothing to do, so he said he going to ride with us, and we trying to find, you know, a block party to come to, and I see that you got, you know, you be at these type of events, so, you know what I'm saying, I figured that you, you know, you would know what was going on. I was like, damn, YouTube is a motherfucker. That was like the third call that I've gotten. You know what I'm saying? I mean, two video jobs because people want me to come out and videotape their event. And then, you know, and then that one call, you know, people looking for the latest event. And that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, but shouts out to whoever the fuck Rick Ross's nephew is. Like, that fucking made, ooh, yeah, I want to see him. I want to meet him. Yeah, right.
Hey, now, man, come on now. Man. Any kind of artist, you know.
No, he ain't no independent artist. He's Rick Ross's goddamn nephew. Who the fuck
so
is he?
So what? He's still trying to break out.
Oh, no, I don't know if he was a rapper or anything. I think he was just trying to hang out.
Well,
I think he was trying to hang out. Y'all hold on a second.
You need to network.
Boy, beam, God damn it. Beam, get your ass on.
Oh, my ears are cut off.
Your phone number?
Trying to get at me through Facebook, yeah.
Oh, here comes these goddamn, you fucking virtual lovers out there and shit. Get the fuck out of here, man. Fucking virtual,
yeah,
looking for virtual love and shit, you know? Okay. Shouts out to Facebook. Don't be one of them victims, you know what I'm saying? Don't be a Facebook victim.
I know.
Y'all
right,
heard,
I know, I know. They say people have true love on Facebook. Well, you
know,
if you supposedly do, happy for you. But a lot of times, a person on the internet aren't what they are all cracked up to be.
Ain't that tricking? How that ain't tricking? You're paying for pussy or you're paying for dick. If I got to spend $29.95 to get matched up on all 499 dimensions or whatever the bullshit they be saying, I'm paying for pussy or I'm paying for some dick at the end of the whole evaluation, right or wrong?
All I know is he is pressuring.
Somebody heard that. Oh, shit. People, scroll down underneath the chat room, and you will see the Blog Talk player. You can click and listen live straight off of www.trilateralradio. Since there's been problems with people coming into the chat room and haven't been able to log on and all this other kind of BS, we cut all that out the board. So you can go straight to the site, click on the listen live, and bam, you can hear the show right from there. And also, you know what I'm saying, participate without having to look like a fucking guest, 5919 and all these other goddamn numbers that keep fucking coming in. You can actually have a little name to yourself, Boopy Toop or whatever fucking little crazy names they give you and shit on in the chat room.
And, you know, I want to apologize to my wife because, well, my fiance, because unfortunately when I'm on that network, I can't be saying all these things because they tend to say that Goofy Bone is a player. Everyone's favorite player, and they don't want the player to get married. Let's just put it that way. So everyone thinking that me and Miss Computer Lady are going through problems, it's show business, and we just have to keep it that way.
Right. Real quick, let me interject and say what's up. Old Mr. Jaime, Tommy Garcia in the building, Mr. Seti, Baby Powder, Fresh J, representing Life After Dust Live. Whoever the fuck the guest is with all them goddamn numbers. And Miss PC Bone, Miss Heavenly Angel, and Mr. Goobear Bone.
Yep. And I'll be, speaking of news, I'll be the newest Trilateral Radio personality.
No way! We were all there.
Did not.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right.
You heard correctly, babe.
Damn right,
Mr. Computer Lady, I told Smelly to get you on since me and you can't be smooching online anymore. And I said, hey, you know, help my fiance out, you know, get her a gig. And, you know, Smelly's not going to say no to me. Unless if I'm asking him to give me all his weed.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Well, I
already know about that.
I'm glad to be a part of it. I thank you so much. Am I still your fiance?
Miss Computer Lady, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? Because due to the fact that we have a disclaimer that we cannot be fiancés and husbands and wives and all that, just because that I'm on a special network doesn't mean that we are not prelimigal engaged, or I don't know. I'm Mexican, so my tongue twirls a different way. But... through the lines of Blog Talk Radio, we are always husband and wife.
Oh, well, I thank you.
Miss PC Bone, first of all, ladies, how was y'all Mother's Day? How was y'all Mother's Day?
We got through it. It wasn't easy, but we got through it. And spent time with family and had a good time.
All righty then.
I wanted you to know that my heart and my prayers were with you that day.
Thank you.
I was praying for you extra hard in the morning because I wanted you to overcome this, Miss Computer Lady, because you got to remember, sweetheart, even though, you know, Mom's in heaven right now, but she's still shining on you, Miss Computer Lady, and she wants you to fulfill what you said that you were going to fulfill, and that's to continue on living.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, babe. I appreciate
it. No problem. And happy Mother's Day to Heavenly Angel, since I haven't been around. I had the craziest weekend, and I'm not even going to get into it, but I'm just saying, I'm recuperating now. Sharks are blowing it. They're in the playoffs tonight. Hopefully they win, and then we can go to the next round, but we'll see.
Shouts out to the Dallas Mavericks. I know fucking Seti J is like,
I was like, oh my
God. Man, y'all motherfuckers on something.
3 points.
I got to play this song, Make It Rain, because damn. Hey, your motherfuckers made it rain on y'all motherfuckers, man. God damn. 3 points up. three, four, and a
Hey, Goofy. You might have to on Facebook put on there, y'all look, Miss Computer Lady is taking y'all shot.
No, shit. Here we go. More controversy for the FB.
I am a player. I am not a player here. Okay,
damn. Yeah, because you're losing your touch, babe. You're losing your touch.
No. If my wife wants to go wander off in other waters, by God, help yourself, because I will be wandering myself in other waters.
You've been wandering off, please.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I got to call Dr. Will. Dr. Will, where you at?
Dr. Will.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you know, that's the predisposed version of Dr. Phil, goddamn. We'll do no
fucking
Dr.
Will.
Got to call Dr. Will up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? For some interjection and shit. I don't know what happened in between.
But I want to make an announcement if since you got live listeners on. Can I make a real quick announcement?
Do what you do, brother.
I have
a question like that.
Regardless of what, Trilateral Commission Radio will still be full in effect. It's just Goofy Bone is venturing off into other wildernesses just to get some ratings, fans, and all the other mumbo-jumbo stuff. But I want to let everybody know, go to www.weedmaps.com and look for your local weed man around you. www.weedmaps.com. One of my first sponsors for the third season. The third season should be cracking off tonight, people. If not, it will be Wednesday. And that's it.
It's weed what?
Weedmaps.com. Weed maps. Maps. Like, you know, we're going to go travel and we need a map.
To find all the weed spots. Right.
I'm serious. Look it up.
And, okay, there is a site, people. If you're looking for your local dispensary, let's find out. I doubt if we have one in Florida.
Gibberish and just makes up things? Is that what you guys
think? Okay, so.
You know, fucking 3-3, goddamn it, my 6 don't work on my keyboard. Ain't this a bitch? Shit,
oh,
I can't look up my error code. God damn it, 3-3. Well, hell, they only got full.
Do you know I spent $500 on my graphics card?
Wow.
What are you smoking on?
Really?
Because I need the most top-notch software in order to get my shit going. And
yeah,
the only one that was... What was that?
No, I said, yeah, you do, but I'm going to let you continue on.
Oh, but, you know, so I needed to get, you know... But I had to get, but Jesus, Miss Computer Lady.
All right, people, you got 90 seconds, 347-237-5125. You want to get into this VIP hour. You got 347-237-5125. You got less than 90 seconds to get off up in her. And VIP hour is what we do, you know what I'm saying, right here live, while they let us get these little extra 15 minutes in. But, shit, we're going to use these some bitches up. And that's real. Hey, anybody catch that new Thor movie that just came out?
No, but I hear it is good, yeah.
Oh, you want to hear it or you want to see it?
That's how we put it.
Oh. Yeah. I'm watching it now, people. In bootleg. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we can hear it then.
I'm calling the police.
Oh. Hey, brother. I am previewing the movie to make sure that others... We'll enjoy the movie.
I know you got that 911 programmed in your phone there.
Oh, man. I'm previewing the movie. I'm not actually
previewing the movie. Now,
you know what? Yeah. The other day I went to buy a movie. I bought that movie Hop for my little godson. And
what the hell is that?
Some white lady. It's about a bunny rabbit, Easter bunny bullshit. But anyways, some white lady came up to me and said, "Do you know that you are stealing from Hollywood filmmakers and all this and all this and all that?" I'm like, so freaking what? They're robbing us for making us pay $15 to see a lousy movie that we don't even know if it's good or not.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I refuse to go to the. It's $20 to go to the fucking movie theaters. People, is that just that ain't ripping you off? They stopped ripping you off from charging you $20 per CD to buy it out of a goddamn store, and then they flipped it, and now they it's $40 to go to the goddamn IMAX. It is $20, it is $25 per person to go sit your ass down in a theater that is 360 degrees. That you can't even see the whole goddamn 360 degrees.
Well, you know what? That doesn't even include the food.
Hell no. That's just to get your ass in there to watch the movie.
Right.
You know, when I first went on a date, and I'm talking about in the early 90s, when I first took a chick to the movies, altogether, I spent $17.50.
That was
now,
back in the
now
day.
I take a girl to the movies. I'm there throwing $50 away.
Hey, shit!
That don't make any sense.
I let her know off top.
Don't make no sense.
I let her know off top. Look, even if we go to a movies nowadays, we fucking. Because if that's the case, I ain't going to spend $10 and get the same fucking satisfaction on the street. What
well,
you,
you
want
to
do?
Well, be honest
shit.
With you, you know what I'm saying? I haven't gone to a movie in a long time, so it really don't matter to me.
But I went to take the kids bowling was goddamn $40 for one game.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
They charge by the game.
Hell no. It's $5 per person per game plus a $4 goddamn shoe rental. No, a $4.50 shoe rental per person.
This is the thing, Smelly. This is the thing. See, once you're done with the shoes, you keep them.
Shit, not down here. The motherfucker when they got them shoes back.
Not up here in Ohio. Mm-hmm. You give them bad boys.
Turn them shoes back in.
Right now,
the only way you're supposed to do it is you're supposed to bring your own shoes. Bitch, I ain't no fucking bowling expert and shit.
So,
like I'm finna go and buy some goddamn shoes for once in every blue moon. You
listen,
know?
Everybody. Calm down. Listen. Okay, you take the worst pair of shoes you got. You want to throw them away, but you have it. Okay. You go over there, you get the shoes, whatever. Then once you're done playing, you walk right out. That way, you will save money throughout the time you go bowling. I bowl once, maybe four times a year. So that saves me a good 30, 40 bucks. I still got my bowling shoes.
Well,
you gotta capitalize, people. You got to capitalize because this world don't give a shit about you. So why should you give a shit about this world? For real.
Well,
that's exactly why you should, honey. It starts with one, yourself.
It starts with one, and then in the end, you're by yourself.
Well, y'all need to stop talking about the world, goddammit.
I sat here and I tried to help the world. I sat here, I've done this. I sat here and done that. But who's helping me?
D's.
I was guaranteeing your fans and me. Computer lady.
Oh, sorry. That was faceless.
This computer lady's taking pictures with other men on her Facebook. You don't see me with another woman on my Facebook. Tell me another story.
Not today, that is. Oh, my bad.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Oh, man, why is he sending this trash in the mail? Stop fucking putting trash in the mail. I hate fucking Nicki Minaj. All of her goddamn music sucks. Probably except for one or two songs that I can fucking
hear. You know what's funny about Nicki Minaj is that all her songs sound the fucking same.
I had noticed.
There's girls that I tend to have entertainment with, I don't do that same thing. I have entertainment with them. Nicki Minaj when we're entertaining each other.
Oh, no.
And I was sitting there. I was really concentrating on entertaining her. And then I started listening to Nicki Minaj's lyrics. And I'm like, girl, you're repeating
total
things.
Mood
you're just
floor.
Changing the words.
Total
you know what I mean?
Mood floor. Total
exactly.
Mood floor. The bitch said, because she uses these words, the bitch said, I'm going in the future like time. Share. Bitch, what the fuck does the time share have to do with the future?
Why couldn't she say, I'm going into the future like Marty McFly?
Like Biff, you know what I'm saying? God damn, use some other character besides timeshare. Bitch, a timeshare is what the fuck you buy. I guess you saying she's saving it. I don't know how the fuck you supposed to put no words together. Different shit don't make no sense.
These lyrics don't make sense anyway, but if you can make some money off some nonsense lyrics, that's what's going on.
That's what it is nowadays. Nobody cares about, you know, what you say. If the beat could beat, if it can move your head, and that's it. You know
chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle. What the fuck? That ain't a Campbell's commercial.
No.
Goddamn, Campbell's wasn't even sponsoring the song. That's how much it sucks. Goddamn chicken noodle soup.
But I'm going to tell you, somebody made money off that song, although it was stupid, didn't it?
Soulja Boy, now you suck.
Okay, why was that part of the line in that one Tyler Perry movie then?
That's what it's about
if you think about it. It don't have to make sense. Just make the money. If it catches on to the particular demographics, hey, you could be the one hit wonder, and if you do it right, make millions off of it.
That's why I'm going to start pushing my hot sauce and collard greens song. Fuck it.
But you know what?
Day, goddamn it, till somebody pick that stupid shit up and put it on a commercial. Hell, fuck it.
But see, with my career, I've been famous even before fucking rapping, so it's not, if I get famous off this, I'm not going to get all happy or anything like that, but it's like, my career, I want to do what I want to do, not what the industry wants, not what the people want. I want to tell these people my side of the story, you know what I'm saying? My next album is going to be talking shit about all these people that put down illegal immigrants, that put down, my race and all this other shit. So no one's sitting there backing us up because, Mexicans, they take it in the ass and just sit there and smile. So I'm going to sit there. I'm going to point out every congressman, all these stupid Fox News people, and I'm going to send them the CD personally and say, hey, thank you for making this CD possible. Guaranteed.
Right.
And I hope, because I'm going to say some very foul, foul, foul fucking things. And I hope they put me on the news, because I'm going to give it to them where they deserve it. You know what I'm saying?
Knowing you, you're
Then the other thing about this is the videos, they match up the videos. So now they're trying to get all slutty and nasty in the videos, so they have to take away from the attention of the music. Oh, man, did you see her ass in that video? But that was all you seen, though. You didn't hear the dumbass lyrics. You didn't see nothing else. There's nothing in the fucking video.
except what they're trying to portray. That's right. It's nothing. But what is it doing for some people? Still making money. You see how
we really need a black Lady Gaga? I mean, wasn't she enough?
I think this is finer than Nicki Minaj. I don't even know why she thinks she's all this and all that. Yeah, she has
but
an ass.
She wasn't fine before she got a little change in her pocket, and they blew her ass up with them fucking I'm going to get you sucker ass implants and motherfucking hip titties and hair implants. people, I mean, but when you get older in like another 20 years, you're going to look like, ugh.
You're going to look like a leftover garbage can.
Ugh. Just because of what you're trying to portray now. You know, look at Lil' Kim. Or Shim. She look like Lil' Shim now because you can't really tell from all the fucking plastic surgery, boob titties, all these other jobs, and she got to keep try to keep them up. I ain't going to say keep them up. She got to try to keep them up. Because that's just something you can't just let go. It ain't like you can just, boom, put it in there and just say, okay, I'm good for the rest of my life. Hell no. That's just
no,
look at Zsa Zsa Gabor, who kept having on her fucking face, no, that Joan Rivers. That was
Joan
Rivers.
Yeah, I was going to say Joan Rivers.
And look at her face. She can't even fucking, she can't even never get a sad face no more. They don't pull her face back too much.
She looks
she
like,
always look happy.
Madam. She looked like Madam, that old mannequin, or that old
Man, that just, it's the industry, people, and that is, you know, for me personally, that is just not something that I would be, you know, willing to be a part of. That's not, you know, I never want to reach a DJ Khaled status if it means I have to mingle with stupid motherfuckers like that, because I'm going to sit up there and get myself into trouble, because I'm going to say, this set looks like bullshit, and this music sounds like bullshit, and nobody wants the real guy to be around. So I don't really foresee myself being, you know, famous in the industry. You know what I'm saying? I probably will be smoking with the likes of, you know, Mystical and all the other kind of people, you know, underground still. But you will never see me trying to take a picture with Nicki Minaj. You will never try to see me take a picture with Drake. You know what I'm saying? Looking like a goddamn reincarnation of potato head kid, albino potato head kid or something. His fucking ears like it been just stuck on, you know what I'm saying, crazy ways and shit. I just, all of them look like real characters. I guess that's what
they
were
looking
for, though.
Rotten-ass Muppets.
It looks like characters, like some real characters out of a extinct PBS special or something. You know what I'm saying? Fraggle Rock or some shit. Like, I don't know. But they don't look like artists that I would want my kids to sit up here. Like, when they shit come on the radio, you still have to turn the fucking radio. I'm in my ding bang. Talk about that, my sing bang. I love my bing tang. Come on, my jing jang. What the fuck is this? Japanese? Chinese? What is this? What am I listening to?
That's why I either have my CDs or if I'm tuning in to you guys, I would have my phone.
You whores, all you itches. I mean, you might as well say bitch, whore, and all the other words. The cutting out that they do, yeah, bitch, everybody know what O is. All you O's. There's some O's in this house. There's some O's in this house. What the hell is the devil you saying, ho or O's? What the kids going to, they shouldn't still be reciting O's. Oh, look at that
no,
old
no,
girl.
No, they're going to say the whole word because they know
the whole word.
They're
going to they
know
the
words of the song. Well, we can't hear on the radio. We know we're going to hear it at the club.
Oh, no, they ain't. I'm talking about kids. And then the kids is going to hear it at when you let your kids go over to your homegirl house or your homeboy house, and then y'all go out to the store, and the first thing they're going to do is jump on a goddamn YouTube video, just like my oldest little daughter, she do. You know what I'm saying? When she go to a little fucking friend house or she go over to Uncle house, first thing she do is jump on the goddamn YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And the YouTube channel is uncut videos.
I got to put you on mute real quick. Hold on.
Let me put you on mute
real quick.
I dare you. Off the chain for your surroundings, Miss Computer Lady.
Hey, did you hear
man just
Jones
like that?
Lost 100 pounds?
Who?
Mike Jones lost 100 pounds, over 100 pounds.
Damn, he looking like me now.
And it says 100 pounds less, and this dude is rotten looking.
Hell no. That's what happens when all that money gets taken away, you know what I'm saying? He trying to start his own fucking label, and bitch, you wasn't even talented in your goddamn self. So how can non-talent find talent?
Well, you know what, to be honest with you, you know, I'm over here dropping weight because, you know, I had one person tell me something because back in the days, Goofy Bone was skinny and I was a Greek god. But now
you gotta wrap it up. 30 seconds. Wrap it up.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Forget it. Hey, I'm just dropping weight right now. I've been losing hella weight lately, so it's just look out for the new bone. That's all I got to say. All
right. That's what time it is. Well, people,
On behalf of Regular Game Radio, I'd like to thank everybody for participating.